I'm Arnold Schumann, and I'm working at the Citrus Research and Education Center in Lake Alfred.
Nutrient deficiencies are common in HLB-affected trees, and of course most trees in Florida are HLB-affected trees. Want to expand on that just a little bit?
Yes, that's been ongoing research and is still moving forward, but we've made a lot of progress with it. First of all, identifying the critical nutrients that are become deficient in HLB-affected trees. And today I spoke about ways of methods, analytical methods of identifying the severity of the different deficiencies, so ranking the deficiencies. For example, is zinc more deficient than manganese in a given leaf? Because the chances are with HLB, it's not just one nutrient deficiency. It's going to be multiple deficiencies, and we have to try to separate them out.
What are some of the current ways growers can identify nutrient deficiencies?
Okay, the most visible one, of course, is by observation, walking through a grove, maybe collecting some leaves and comparing them with field guides with photographs, clear photographs showing symptoms, because most of them have clearly recognizable deficiency symptoms. And also it helps to be somewhat of an experienced or expert at that, you know, so that's the human method, looking at it. It's easy, relatively easy if it's pure deficiencies. Like I said, if it's just manganese deficiency, it's easily separated from visual symptoms of zinc deficiency. However, where the two occur together on the same leaf, it can be quite difficult to expertly diagnose those. So the other method of observational, or should I say visual method, is we're starting to look at using artificial intelligence with machine vision to do that, because experience has shown in the last 6 years or so, since 2012, that very often these artificial neural networks that the artificial intelligence relies on can be trained to be better than human experts at identifying very subtle differences. So we did a feasibility study that I showed today the results of, and it did very excellent job at identifying symptoms except for zinc, and zinc was just too confused with HLB in the samples that we used for validation. So but the others came up. Healthy leaves was able to identify 100%, you know, so, and the others ranged from 90% to, I think, the lowest was 79% accuracy.
You think there will be in the future a way for growers to more accurately walk through the grove with their smartphone and identify these nutrition deficiencies?
Absolutely. And the reason I say it with confidence is that they're already doing it or have done that for other crops in the world. Cassava, corn, tea, various crops in the world are already doing that. So we can achieve a lot with artificial intelligence on smartphones.
You talked about a couple of ways to avoid nutrient deficiencies. One, maintain a balanced micronutrient program.
That is correct. So it's the proactive approach. Part of it is diagnostic, as I mentioned today in a large part of the talk, but also just maintaining frequent and small doses of all the nutrients, a balanced nutrition, including the micronutrients, and not just on one method of application, which would be through the roots, root feeding, soil application, but also when needed apply through the foliar sprays, so keeping giving the trees as much access to the nutrients when they need it throughout the year.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.